the WNBL final series.
Right now, the Porto will have to get something away. She does. 3-point shot. She's going to drop off 94 points to 65. The Canberra Capitals romping home against the Townsville Fire.
Field with a long pass to Jackson in the front court. Throws away, pull-up shot for three.
She has won at 82 to 73. Most importantly, puts them on top of the ladder, gives them the season split off.
Here's your host, Mark Aston.
Good afternoon and welcome here to the Tuggeranong Southern Cross Stadium in Canberra. It is the semi-final time and, well, a game that really determines who will host the grand final. Because personally, I've got to say, I think these two teams will be in the grand final. So it's all about trying to win and get ready for the grand final. And these are the two teams that were the best two teams in the NBL during WNBL during the season. Phil Brown, of course, is head coach with the AIS, is joining me. Good afternoon, Phil. How are you?
Very good, Mark.
Good, and we're actually just trying to put the headphones on Curry Graff, who is technically the head coach of the Canberra Capitals. Curry, good afternoon. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think I probably am able to go to the team, but it'll be really enjoyable to sit back and enjoy some great work today.
Indeed it will be. It's going to be a big game this afternoon. Would you rather be on the bench though than sitting up behind?
Not today, no. Tom's done a great job. He's a fantastic coach. The team have really enjoyed Tom's year and it's their season. I'm a spectator. I'm still a part of the Capitals program, but I'm quite happy to sit up in the stands, watch a great game of women's basketball from a different perspective.
And the big announcement this morning that you're taking over New Zealand head coaching job.
I am, yeah. It's a, you know, it's a great opportunity to head coach at Olympic Games. It's a no-lose situation, I think. I mean, there'll be a team of battlers and there's nowhere to go but up. They came second last in the Olympics and it's a wonderful opportunity to further my coaching career.
Indeed it is. Well, we'll wish you all the best. Your tip this afternoon.
I can't go against my old team and my team for next year, but yeah, I've got to say Canberra, they're in great form, they're at home. Townsville's record on the road is brilliant, but they're certainly, you know, a new team for this year and a wonderful franchise for the future of the WNBL. So from a fan perspective, I hope it's close, but I'm certainly going to sit Canberra.
Yes, indeed. Carrie Graff, go and enjoy it, and all the best.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Carrie Graff, just joining me. Well, Phil Brown, this afternoon, this should be a great game. It is first against second, and the two best teams in the league this season.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. I mean, Townsville have just had a super season. The way they've come from bottom of the ladder last season to put themselves in a fantastic position to contest the final series is a real credit to the players and to the program as a whole. And they've worked extremely hard to develop a great competitive franchise up in Townsville, and to do it in two seasons, it gets to this position where you're in the top two in one of the best national leagues in the world.
How good is this league? You describe it as one of the top two. I personally feel the standard of basketball we're seeing is certainly right up there with anything, probably bar the WNBA.
Yeah, look, we're certainly got a fantastic league, and it's we have a number of 15, 20 great Australian players playing in Europe, which is obviously, does deplete the standard somewhat, but we still have a great league. We've got a lot of young, exciting players coming through the league, and I think it's still in the top three or four leagues in the world, and certainly a very defensive orientated league, and it's a physical league. And it certainly continues to be right up there as one of the better leagues in the world.
Indeed it is, and this is going to be a very, very interesting battle this afternoon. And Craig caught up with Lorraine Landon, who's in charge of the league, a few minutes ago.
Well, joining us is the general manager of the teams and competitions, Lorraine Landon from Basketball Australia. A very interesting final series already kicked off, and naturally as a Flames girl, you're very happy with the start.
I don't have to make it quite so obvious, but I have had a relationship with the Flames over a long time, but now in this role I'm hoping I can be fairly unbiased. Last night in Sydney was a great game between Adelaide and the Flames, went into overtime. I think both teams played very well, and I think hopefully we'll get another game like that today.
It is an interesting time because the final series of over the last few years have produced some thrilling events.
They have, and that's what finals are about. I think sometimes you always worry as people organising final series that there's no blowouts. And we've been lucky the last couple of years, and I think this year will be the same. Competition's been very close, and when it goes down to the last round before you decide two through four, that's fantastic.
the league in general, how has the WNBL been happy with this season?
We've been happy with this season. Obviously, we would have liked to have secured a naming rights sponsor, and that's always our probably biggest challenge at the present moment, both financially for the league, but also it will help the club stay financially viable. But competition-wise and standard-wise, I think it's been fantastic, the performance of Townsville. That has really given the competition a boost. And also I think Perth has done much better in their second year as well.
The whole Townsville organisation, they defined finals in their second year, is a remarkable performance.
It is, and I think it shows the commitment that the Basketball Association, but more particularly the city, has made to the team, and they've obviously captured their imagination, and they've been able to procure quite a lot of good sponsorship, but also, you know, regular full houses and great media coverage as well. The local paper today had a 6-page list out, which is absolutely fantastic for women's sport, and that's really what I think. If we can be the driver, basketball can be the driver for women's sport in this country, then I'll be very happy.
And can I ask you, where are you buying your tickets to next weekend?
I think Canberra will win tonight. I think with the Lauren Jackson factor, that does give them an edge. I think that Townsville have come to play. There is no question about that. They've got a lot of supporters here. So I think it'll be a close game, but I think that we'll have the grand final in Canberra and be up in Townsville next weekend.
Good luck and enjoy today.
Thank you.
Lauren Landon, the General Manager of Teams in Basketball Australia.
Yes, that was Lorraine Landing talking with Craig there. We're still about 12 minutes away from the start of the game as the teams are out on the court warming up. There was that game, of course, last night. It was the first game of the semi-finals, and Sydney defeating Adelaide in overtime 72-70. That's a little bit of a surprise to some of us. We'll talk about that later on. We'll cross back. You're listening to the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix, 106.3.
Dave Herbert, two times to Canberra, the first time at their actual home stadium. The first time you've played Canberra at their home stadium.
You know, the very first time at Tuggeranong. It's a great facility here, though, so we prefer to play here. I think it's a great stadium. We shot around this morning. We enjoy it. We like the court here.
And a good crowd in with Townsville signs. That must be reassuring as well.
Yeah, no, I think there's about 60-odd people here cheering us on, so against about, I guess, 1,400, so we'll see how the crowd noise goes.
Second year in the competition and already playing finals. It's a dream run for the club.
Yeah, no, the major semi was a goal of ours. It is a dream come true right now for the program. But we've got some unfinished business yet, but we're hoping to do well today.
And your girls, obviously keen to get on the likes of Jackson, Beale, Sharp, get on them early?
Yeah, no question. We want to step it up defensively. We're generally a good defensive team, so we're hoping to do a really terrific job there.
We were going through the stats. Gina Stevens had a great game at Belconnen and was one of the stars. Once again, you'll be looking for her in offense.
Yeah, no, Gina's a tremendous player. If she gets in the flow early, Canberra going to have to deal with her, definitely. So we have some other scorers too, so we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, Heritage, a big three-point shooter, and you might have to turn to her if you can't get inside.
Yeah, no, Heritage loves big games as well, and same with Natalie Porter. Claudia Brassard's a big-time player. She's been at the Olympics before, so we'll be right there. We're hoping to make it a great contest.
And how are you going just a few minutes away from start time yourself?
Yeah, no problem at all. I've been in finals before with Dandenong, so I've had a little bit of experience, certainly not as much as Tom, but every winning run's got to come to an end at some stage, so let's hope we can do it.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Tomorrow, big game and an interesting side. You're meeting on your home court for the first time this season.
Well, no, we've played them, haven't we played them here? Oh, no, we didn't. The Flyers changed. That's right, you're right. Never thought of that. But, no, they're a very interesting team. I think the thing about them is that everybody is very respectful about their firepower. They've got tremendous scoring, and that sort of potential, can. They're always in the game.
For yourself, obviously, shutting down Porter and Brassard is only the start of the problems, because Steve and Heritage all very good shooters as well.
Well, Porter's a great all-round player, but Stevens is an unbelievable scorer, like from the perimeter. She can rein in. I mean, she can really knock it in. So, well, we've got a couple of
super defenders, individual great defenders, and you know, one of them sharp and the other one's Abrams, and between them I think I'm hopeful that we can do a bigger job.
One interesting thing last weekend with Sharpie coming back into the side was that it looked like she was going up into number 4 and 5 position there when you were lacking height with Cooper out.
Well, she actually, it might have looked that way, but actually it was defensively, I suppose she did, but offensively she didn't. Offensively she played outside. So, I mean, when we, now with Cooper out, we make a sub in our bigs, we go straight to a guard. At least when we had Cooper, we had a small forward. Well, now we go straight to a guard. So, you know, offensively, that we had them last time playing in a big spot offensively and playing in a small spot defensively. So we're just going to have to get by. I mean, that's a major problem for us. We're just positionally disadvantaged with the fact that we've only got two bigs.
And for yourself, the finals still give you the buzz that they always do now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love the thrill of the contest and the adrenaline, and it's great.
Perhaps you're thinking about coaching next year then?
Well, I don't need to play the finals. I'm thinking about coaching next year somewhere, but we'll worry about that when it comes along.
Good luck today.
Cheers.
Yes, well, that was, of course, the coaches there, Dave Herbert and Tom Moore, and their thoughts on the grand final. We've just had the introduction of the teams while that was playing as well, and the two teams have now got about 5 minutes and 20 seconds on the clock left until we get started with this matchup. We've had the national anthem, but we'll cross back, and when we come back, we'll be looking at the preview of the start of this game. You're listening to the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix
106.3. The Churchill IGA Townsville Fire take on the Canberra Capitals. Let's return to the game. Take a home loan. That works for you, not the bank. And Townsville, home of the Gotcha Call, Mix 106.3.
Thank you, and welcome back here to the Tuggeranong Southern Cross Stadium for this first semi-final. It's the major semi. It determines who will host the grand final in a couple of weeks. The loser this afternoon, though, gets the second chance next week. And Phil Brown, it must be a nice feeling knowing that you do have a second chance and when you got this game up.
Very much so. I think it just takes a little bit of the pressure off, knowing that you know, things don't go your way today. You've got another opportunity next week. And of course, that opportunity will be at home for either team. And but obviously, you know, everybody likes to host the grand final. That gives you a home court advantage. So there's still plenty to play for.
Certainly is. The Canberra Capitals, the Lauren Jackson factor. What are the other strengths of the Capitals, and that they'll look to try and take advantage of this afternoon?
Well, I think their experience is very, very solid, and that's where they've got a fairly significant edge on Townsville with the number of players that have played in finals and won championships prior. And I think they're a good defensive unit. They've been a little inconsistent throughout the season, but I'd expect playing at home and the fact that Lauren Jackson pulling up the middle allows the Canberra's perimeter players to exert a lot of pressure on the perimeter, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how Tams will handle that sort of defensive pressure on their perimeter players like Tanya Heritage and Gina Stevens and Jodie Gatson, who are three very potent scorers for the Townsville team.
Is that what they've got to do, open those three up?
Yeah, look, I think Canberra will be, obviously, you know, with Lauren such a weapon both ends of the floor, it's going to give them a huge target on the offensive end. But I think on the defensive end, I think you're going to put a lot of pressure on Townsville up the floor and try and really get in the lanes and really put some pressure on their half-court offense. And so I think that's going to be one of the challenges for Townsville, to see how they handle that extended disruptive defense that Canberra will throw at them. But the great thing that Townsville has is that they've got a lot of firepower. They've got 4 or 5 legitimate scorers, and that's why I've liked Townsville from day one of the season back in October, because any team in this league that has 4 legitimate scorers and the emergence and development of Tanya Heritage gives them 5 legitimate scorers, makes them contenders straight away.
Indeed it will. We've got about half a minute to lead at the start of the game as the teams have come back to the bench to get the final instructions from the coaches, and then it will be on, and we have 40 minutes of great basketball here. The first semi, the winner for this afternoon, will host the grand final on the 22nd. The loser this afternoon will be back home next weekend, where they will take on Sydney after Sydney defeated Adelaide last weekend. We're just going to find out who the starting lineups are. I don't think there's going to be too many surprises from the Canberra Capitals. No, indeed. Sharp, Bailey, Jackson, Abrams and Veal will be in their backcourt. And the Tales of Fire, with their lineup, Jody Datsun in four. Tony Heritage is out there in eight. Natalie Porter, Cordy Rassard and Gina Stevens. It's a very potent lineup from both sides. Should be a good start.
Yeah, some exciting offensive talent out there. And it's a great athlete, but it's a great matchup.
Porter and Jackson will be in the jumpers. Up they go. Jackson tips it back towards Veal. Veal and Datsun will be the start of the game. Well, they quickly to Abrams on the left wing for the Capitals. And back to Veal at the top. Left side to Abrams. Abrams looking for someone inside. Jackson sits out at the top. Veal right wing. Abrams baseline. Bailey baseline. Goes inside to Sharp under the basket. It's the pass out of there. Jackson will put up a three from the top. Left it short though. Datsun with a defensive rebound. And the Fire get their first opportunity. Heritage back to Datsun. She brings it across centre court. Down the left side, Heritage steps out on the left wing. Rassard at the top, towards Porter on the baseline, and put on the floor. Drive inside, Jackson got a hand in there and blocked the shot. And so both sides are fouled to come up with points in the first possession. Abrams back on the right wing. Into Jackson, low post. Cross court to Bailey. Except from about 3-point land, she won't get that one. Rassard with a defensive rebound. She's falling to the ground, tries to find Datsun on the sideline. Datsun couldn't get to it. And it's out of bounds. The Capitals will have it in the front court on the left wing.
Yeah, a couple of good opportunities there by Canberra. A couple of good looks at the basket. Didn't knock the shots down, but they were still employed. Jackson started by Canberra.
Abrams with a shot won't go for it. Jackson couldn't get to it. The outlet pass from Heritage finds Jackson in the front court. She's on the right wing. Now looking to go back. Comes back to Porter inside towards Rassard. Knocked away. Feely reaching in. Knocked it away from her. Neither side yet to score here. We're about a minute and a quarter gone in the first quarter. As Veal comes back down the left wing. Jackson at the top, right side to Sharp. Bailey will come across the baseline and get a low post. Rassard watching her. Bayer backing in. Bailey takes it to the basket. That'll be the first basket in the first semi-final. Lucille Bailey with two inside. And the Capitals 2-0 over the Fire as they will come back and see how they respond. Datsun down the right wing. Stevens on the right gets her first handle. She'll put up a three. Ooh, it was close. Heritage inside gets the offensive board. Another opportunity. She drives inside. Pass across is stolen by Bailey though. Veal's racing it into the front court. Datsun's back in front of her. On the right wing, Veal comes back to Jackson at the top left side is Abrams. She'll put up a three. That won't go either. Heritage will grab the shot and it looks like they're having trouble getting it inside so far. Datsun comes back down the left wing. Porter in the left corner. Three-pointer from there was a little bit long. Rassard, though, charges him and can't save the rebound. It comes back to Veal and brings it across centre court. Stevens takes a tumble. Veal tried to pass it off. Datsun steals it back for the Fire and she's off to the other end. Three on one. Datsun will drive into the basket. Lay it up in him and there'll be a foul. Datsun scored and it'll be a foul that'll put her at the line for the three-point play.
Yeah, quick counter-attack there by Townsville. Canberra had numbers coming down the floor. It was a 4-on-2 fast break, and unfortunately Veal probably left the park a little bit late to a running Lucille Hamilton in the left wing. Got intercepted in a great counter-punch there by Townsville. Three-point play by Jody Jackson.
So they get the lead then, 3-2 here. Still 7:39 to go in the first quarter as the Capitals will bring it back across centre court down the left wing for Sharp. Sharp back to Bailey at the top. Hands it off to Veal. Jackson low post on the left and the right side. Goes into the basket. Banks one in off the glass. And she's just about unstoppable when she gets inside there. The Capitals back in front 4-3. That's him. On the left wing. Back for Porter. Right side to Heritage. She wants to go around the screen. Put up a three. Won't go for it. Gina Stevens tried to keep it alive. Sharp off to Abrams who had to spin away from Batson to get it into the front quarter. Into the front court. And gives it off to Veal, and they'll set the Capitals are set up. Jackson's in a high post on the right. Veal behind it. Goes to Bailey on the left. She'll put up a three. She's a red checking them up from outside. Jackson inside fighting for it, but Porter tips it loose. And Datsun will get it back to Porter to bring into the front court. Townsville, the ball back for Datsun, right side of Heritage. Porter at the top. Left side for Stevens. Back to Brassard at the top. She'll shoot, try to shoot over the top. Won't go for it. Jackson gets the defensive rebound and hands off to Veal. And Veal will bring it back across centre court. We come to the left side. Abrams will come back to Veal. Setting up the play. Bailey sets out in the high post and goes inside to Jackson. Porter has a great positioning in front. Knocks it loose. Jackson will bring it back to the fire. Down the left. Dribbling into the left corner. Back to Porter at the top. In towards Brassard. He's got great position in there. Jackson coming across to be called for the defensive block and foul. Going to put Brassard at the line for a couple of free throws.
Yeah, probably a little nervous start by both teams. Both taking quite a number of perimeter shots and unfortunately not knocking them down. But I think early on that both teams have shown that there's some strength inside. That time there, seeing Townsville get the ball inside to Brassard, who made a nice strong move to the basket, drew the foul from Lauren Jackson.
Brassard's free throw, the first one missed. It was looked like it was inside the hole and then just popped back out. Here's the second. That one goes straight in from Brassard. And it is all tied up for all Townsville and the Capitals as Veal is fouled by Jackson as they try to get it across centre court. Carol Arnold, the referee, saying there's just too much contact on that one not to call it. And Sharp actually in the back court, or Bealey will inbound it in the back court for the Capitals on the right wing. Gets it into Sharp. 6 minutes still to go here until half, till quarter time. As Sharp goes to work, comes to the left, they move it through quick hands into Jackson. Low post turnaround jumper, and she hits one.
Fine, makes the jump shot.
It's now the fire back at the other end. Stevens on the right. Looking to put on the floor, drive to the baseline. Bumps away Abrams. It'll be a defensive foul called on Abrams. That'll put, won't be a shooting foul. It'll just be ball from the end line for the fire. Capitals leading 6-4, 5.5 minutes to go. As we've got a substitution from the Capitals, the first one, Sarah Berry will come in for Eleanor Sharp. And of course, this is one of the considerations with Sharpie, with her illness that she's had for the last few weeks. See how she plays. As the fire get the ball off the inbound pass, going into the Porter underneath the basket outside of Brassard. 3-pointer, that's just a two from outside. She shoots over the top of Jackson, and Brassard's got 3 points, and it's all tied up at six.
Nice inside-outside game there by Townsville inside the Porter. It was double teamed. She made the kick the ball back out to an open Brassard and knocked down the shot from the top of the key.
Fire almost came, well, they did come up with the ball very briefly, but the Capitals have stolen it back in the front court, and Abrams will dribble to the right side. Jackson low post, turn around in the paint, and another one. He's certainly elevating nicely with those shin splits.
Yeah, they're doing a very good job of getting the ball and Lauren down deep in the block, and again there, this time, going to the middle and just making a leaner jumper, and very hard to stop her once she gets the ball that close to the basket.
That's him with a three-point attempt from the top. Won't go. Stevenson, a great rebound, and takes it in at the basket. There'll be a charge, though, called on her as Abrams got inside. But Stevens did a great job to grab that rebound from behind Beal.
Yeah, great offensive rebound, and then she powered it up. Unfortunately, she leaned in quite considerably and ended up being an offensive charge. But again, Townsville is 8-6, down by two, but they're positive. They seem to be playing quite loose. They've got everybody in the game. Stevens has had some opportunities. Porter and Brassard have all had opportunities, as has Datsun. So I think they'd be fairly happy with to weather the early storm by the Canberra Capitals.
They've just made their first substitution. Rachel Byrne has come in for them. As Jackson puts up a three-point attempt from outside that won't go. Datsun runs the rebound down. Off to Brassard, gets it back to Datsun to race into the front court. Is Barry watching her as she drives inside, finds Stevens outside on the right for three, won't go, it was a little bit short, Porter over the offensive board, off to Brassard from the left. Her three-point attempt won't go, and failing with the offensive board for the Capitals, so certainly everyone trying to get in the rhythm from outside.
Yeah, well, they're getting good shots, and there was Jodie Jackson creating off the dribble, and that's where she could really create a lot of problems for Canberra this afternoon, because she's so good off the dribble. And be able to draw two defenders and kick it out to an open Gina Stevens.
They went inside to Jackson. She gave it straight back out to Beal, who hit the big three from the left to give the Capitals an 11-6 lead. And now Byrne back in the front court for the fire. Porter to Datsun on the left wing. goes into Stevens, turn around on the baseline, won't go, Brassard gets the offensive board, reaching from, I think it's Abrams, and no, it's Beal, must be reaching in there, and it'll be...
It was an out-of-bounds call when
down out of bounds, yep.
Pulled it down but stepped out of bounds there, so it'll be a Townsville ball from the baseline, 23 seconds of the shot clock, and down by five.
So Boone will inbound the pass from the underneath the offensive basket. It's into Datsun. Comes back to Porter. Off to Datsun in the right corner. Tries to get it across court. Boone did finally pick it up eventually. But the ball comes loose to Abrams. 2-on-1. Back for Jackson. Jackson will just, overcooks an easy layup. And misses it. 11-6.
Side did a great job to challenge a shot without fouling. And then Dawson at the other end.
Yep. Great work from the Fire to come straight back. It's 11-8. We're going to have first time out here in the game. And the cap. It's the Townsville Fire 8. The Canberra Capitals 11. This is the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix 106.3. 3 minutes and 7 seconds left here in the first quarter. Phil Brown, well, you did mention a bit of a nervous start. It is a semi-final.
Yeah, I think it's understandable there. But I was quite, I think both teams did a great job of getting the ball through hands. It wasn't like they were just completely terminal coming down and going one or pass and shooting it, but they were getting it through hands. Unfortunately, they weren't dropping the shots. And often finals, as you say, begin that way with some, a few nervous shots to begin with. But I think Townsville will be very happy the way they've started, even though they're down by three. But I think there's some real positive signs about how they're playing. They're pushing the ball, they're getting shots, they're being very aggressive on the offensive boards. And of course, Canberra have got the ball inside to Lauren Jackson a couple of times very successfully. And it's been a pretty positive start by them as well.
Dave Herbert was happy with the way the girls have been going. Just wants them to try and get inside more, stop going first option to the perimeter and try and work it from there. For Tamar, he said, look, their first two baskets were on turnovers. We've got to control the game more, control the ball better and think about what we're doing. He said, persistence will pay off and we will get home on that.
Well, we'll see as the Capitals now have the ball from the backcourt and Veal will bring it back into the front court. No change to their lineup, apart from the early one as Abrams gets it on the right wing. Now look at this, working against Stevens. Takes it inside, pass off to Berry. Banks on off for Geist, won't go. Jackson has the shot blocked as she tried to take it back at the basket. Nothing caught and Jackson was unhappy. Porter gives it to Datsun to bring back to the Fire. 11-8, the Capitals lead. Go to the baseline of Stevens. Inside towards Porter has come off the foot of Abrams and the shot clock will reset and the Fire will have the ball from the left baseline. From left wing. Inbound ball for Brassard. Put it on the floor and drive in at Jackson. Rejected by Jackson. Kept alive by... Well, Veal tried to keep it alive. She didn't. Townsville will have the ball underneath their offensive basket. They burn to inbound the ball. Gets it into Brassard on the right wing. Leaves that one a little bit short. Jackson steps in and grabs the defensive rebound. Heads off to Veal and races it down the left wing. She's got Bailey in front of her. She steps out there. Goes back to Jackson. It's off. Berry on the right wing. Put on the floor, drive to the baseline. Stevens reaching in, just pulling that one away from him. Clean hands, good steal for good hands from Stevens. And Abrams will sit down. The Capitals will have to fall underneath their offensive basket. Sharp has come back into the game for the Capitals, pulling down the wall and look for one of his plays. There's a Veal. Normally they like to get a shot up straight away. Veal waited a few seconds and then put up a shot that came down short to Datsun. And Datsun will bring it back to the Fire. Still 2 minutes to go till half quarter time as Datsun. At the top with Veal in front of him, left side to Porter. Put up a three from the left. Won't go. Jackson with the defensive rebound off the Veal. And the Capitals are back at the other end. Sharp on the left wing. Pull up a three. Two. Must have a toe on the line out there. First basket for Eleanor Sharp. And the Capitals lead is 5. 13-8 with a minute 43 to go.
Yeah, nice shot there by Sharp, and that'll give her a lot of confidence. She's only been back a couple of weeks at most after suffering glandular fever, and so that would certainly give her a little bit of confidence to be a bit more aggressive offensively there. But, Townsville again, they're down 13-8, but they're getting good shots, and a lot of their strength lies in the versatility of players like Passard and Porter, who are inside-outside types, and we've seen them step out and
and take the Jacksons and Lucille Hamiltons away from the basket and allows them to play fairly aggressive in the perimeter. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to knock down the shots at this point in time, but the fact is they are getting good shots and good looks at the basket.
Indeed they are. Kristen Beale's been called for a defensive foul on Jody Datsun. That's put her at the line. She's made the first of the free throws. That's her fourth point of the game. She makes it five. And the lead is three now for the Capitals, 13, 10 minutes 30 to go. Tanya Heritage is back in for the Tesla Fire, and Julia Harris is in for the first time. The Sharp gets it on the right wing into Jackson. Back out to Bailey at the top left side to Matt Hurst, who's in for the first time for the Capitals. She gets trapped in the corner. Tanya had trouble getting out of the way, and Sharp is stolen back by Jackson. Harris takes to Jackson and into the front court. Heritage on the left wing. So the Fire off the turnover. Broussard into Porter, who tried to tap it back, and she was double teamed in there, and the Capitals have got a fact. Hurst will pull up at the free throw line. Won't go for it, they're fighting for it inside, and Datsun will end up grabbing the scraps for the Fire. Give it to Broussard. 13-10, the Caps lead inside the last minute. The pass to Heritage, who hits a two from the left for the Townsville Fire. Her first basket of the game, and it's 13-12, it's 43 seconds from quarter time.
Again, Townsville doing a great job of counter-punching. Every time Canberra threatened, they've come up with a steal, they've come up with a turnover, they've come up with a great defensive board, and they've run it down and be able to get an early opportunity out of their transition.
15-12 as Kelly Hammett comes in for the Capitals. With 36 seconds to go, it'll be Sharp doing down the ball underneath the offensive basket. Gets it into Jackson, he'll take it straight at the basket and lay it in over the front of the rim. Lauren Jackson's got 8 points here in the first quarter, and the lead is 15-12. It's Porter on the left wing for the Fire. Looking to go to work on the baseline. He'll pull up for an 18-foot jumper. Won't go, and Jackson with a defensive rebound. He'll hand it off to Hurst, and Hurst will race it across centre court in her normal style. Finds Hannett on the left wing to Bailey in the corner. Back out to Hannett, off to Jackson. Sharp on the right wing will get the ball as they move it around. 7 seconds to quarter time. Sharp now going to work, trying to get it inside off of Bailey on the baseline. Have to hurry a shot. Shot won't go for her. And that'll be quarter time here at the Tuggeranong Southern Cross Stadium in the first WNBL, the first semi-final on Townsville's. It's 106.3 at half quarter time. It's the Townsville Fire 12, the Canberra Capitals 15. You're listening to the first semi-final on Townsville's Mix at 106.3.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Tuggeranong National Stadium. We're here at quarter time at Townsville 12, the Canberra Capitals 15, and a very interesting first quarter, Phil Graham.
Yes, I think Canberra would be quite pleased with the defensive job they've done to limit Townsville to 12 points in the first quarter. But at the same token, I think Townsville would be quite happy, even though Lauren Jackson had 8 points of the 15 that Canberra scored in the first quarter. I think there's, it's a 3-point ball game, obviously, but some positive signs there. And you look at Townsville's score and say, well, is that due to the pressure that we spoke about prior to the tip-off, or is it just a little bit of nerves there early on for Townsville, playing away from home and just settling into their rhythm of the game?
We start the second quarter, and the Capitals got first use of it. Beal back down the left, Abrams back for Jackson, to Beal on the right wing, now looking to go to work. Bailey, low post. Back to Jackson at the top, put it on the floor and try to go around the quarter. Causes a travel from Jackson. And another turnover against the Canberra Capitals. They'll be Townsville with the ball in the backcourt. Broussard to inbound for Datsun. And Datsun will bring it across centre court. Finds Harris on the right wing. Brings back to Heritage at the top, quickly off to Datsun on the left, inside to Porter. Turn around jumper inside, ran around the rim and drops off. And Jackson grabs the defensive rebound. And neither side scoring yet again on their first possession. As Beal brings it back down the right for the Capitals. Goes in towards Bailey. Broussard stepping in, steals it back for the Fire. Gives it to Datsun. And Datsun straight back into the front court. Will set up the play from the top. Comes right for Harris. Harris on the right wing. Back to Heritage at the top. Sharp in front of her. Said to shoot over the top as she had trouble fighting. Well, she found the basket. And it's a three-pointer from the top. That ties the game up at 15 inside the first minute of the second quarter. It's now Sharp on the right wing. Back to Bailey, left side for Abrams. Three-pointer from the left from her is a great reply for the Capitals. It's her first basket of the game, and it's 18-15.
Good start by both teams in the hitting three-pointers to start the second quarter. And Tanya Heritage has done a great job in giving a real spark, as we see Heritage knock down another two-pointer, this time off the dribble. and against Eleanor Sharp. So she's really done a great job this game, and Natalie Porter's struggling a little bit offensively, but she's really making Lauren Jackson work extremely hard down the other end.
Well, she made her work hard, but Jackson still managed to come up with a four-way jumper there over the top of her, and the lead is back to 3, 20-17 as let's wait and see if that does change. Now Townsville going to work inside. Porter backing in against Jackson. Almost tried to reverse the shot over her head. Nothing's going to be called except that the Capitals will end up with the ball, but Porter has taken a very tough tumble. Being helped up by a couple of her teammates. I hope she didn't hit her head as she went down. She's up and running back to the to this end of the court where we are. And she's ready to continue. She's holding the back of her head, so a bit of a bump there as the Capitals get the ball back off the inbound pass. And it'll be Beal to bring it back across centre court as Datsun closely watching her. As now as she goes into the paint, pull up from the free throw line. There was maybe a handle in there. The Capitals have kept it alive, thrown it away. Porter to find Datsun in the front court, who will have an open layup. And she lays it in, and Datsun just got away there.
Good hustle by Townsville. Looked like Canberra were going to secure possession, but they've scrapped, come up with the ball, launched it down the floor, and open Jody Datsun, who lays, takes the open layup to pull it back to 1 point down against Canberra.
Jackson on the baseline, turn around, hits the basket, and she'll probably go to the line for the free throw.
This is time on Porter. It might be time, yes. We see Natalie Porter getting a rest. Nika Kerr and Gita Stevens come in, and I'm not sure whether Kerr will get the job defensive assignment on Jackson or they'll give Brassard a go, but I think Nat Porter really needs a bit of a breather there. She's been working hard, but Lauren Jackson's been isolated fairly frequently down low and has been finishing off pretty successfully the last few minutes down there.
And there she has, and she makes the three-point play. That's her 13th point of the game. It's 23-19, the Capitals lead. As Jill Stevens goes inside the paint, the little floaty lap wouldn't go, gets her on an offensive board. And the reach and foul from, I believe it is number 8, it'll be Eleanor Sharp for the Capitals, will be called for her second foul of the game. And looks like she'll sit down as we've got our first timeout here of the second quarter. With the score of the Townsville Fire 19, the Canberra Capitals 23. You're listening to the WNBL first semi-final on Towns Mix 103.6.3. And welcome back to the Tuggeranong Basketball Stadium here in Canberra. The first semi-final, and the Capitals up by 4. This is the start of the second quarter, still 7 minutes and 16 till half-time, Phil Brown. But we've got a real contest here.
Yeah, interesting time out there by Coach Tom Maher for Canberra. He's probably just reinforcing a few things that they want to get done offensively. And up by 4, he'd be fairly happy the way they've been getting the ball inside to Lauren Jackson and the way that Lauren's been finishing off inside.
As it's occurred, nailing that one just inside the three-point arc, and Coach Herbert happy with the way the team's going, just wants them to keep the aggression up, and he says you've just got to keep them away in offense to try and give yourself some time. You want to see more reverses, and Beal goes for the three from the right side. It doesn't fall, and Datsun will rebound once again. Tom Maher was livid with the girls at halftime. He said, you keep giving them easy passes. That timeout was called because he wanted to say, see what Gina Stevens did. It was going in, going hard at it. She got the foul as Heritage goes for three and nails it. We have got Townsville in front, 24-23, 6 minutes 35 to go in the half.
Tom Maher unhappy with his team right now as Abrams comes back into the front court. Off to Bailey. Bailey in at the elbow. Looking for inside. Goes off to Abrams to pull up for a 16-foot jumper and hits it. And that's the way to reply as the Capitals go back in front by 1, 25-24. Datsun will bring it back into the front court. Down the left for Stevens. Stevens driving baseline. And a defensive foul will be called. I think it will be Kristen Beal. We'll wait for the sign from the referee. It was Kristen Beal called for the bumping foul. It's shooting as well. That'll put Gina Stevens at the line for a couple of free throws.
And the chance, yes, I think Coach Tom Maher wouldn't have been happy with the defensive job on Tanya Heritage this game, where they're allowing her to get good looks at the basket from the perimeter, and she's just deadly for beyond the three-point arc, Tanya Heritage, and they're really going to make her put the ball on the floor. But again, it's great to see a young player like Tanya Heritage stepping up, knocking down some key shots for Townsville. Gina Stevens is starting to look very, very dangerous as time goes on in this game. She had a bit of a shaky start, but now she's looking very aggressive off the dribble. She's a tank. She's so strong when she puts it on the deck and gets to the basket. And I think Canberra's starting to some cracks appearing in their half-court defense.
Stevens ends up making two of the three attempts he ended up getting because of line violation on the second, as Veal brings it back to the Capitals now. Townsville lead 26-25. Jackson with a three-point attempt that won't go. Stevens on the defensive rebound off to Datsun. And Datsun back down the left wing into the front court. They lead by one as Brassard, a pull-up from the 16-foot jumper. Inside was Annika Kerr for the offensive board and comes up with the... a foul against the Canberra Capitals. It's, I think, on 12, it may be. If it's the Lucille Bailey, it is. It's the first one fouled. It'll be a shooting foul. And that's the third team foul against the Capitals for this quarter.
Just like that game in Belconnen, Annika Kerr and Lauren Jackson are going at it, and it's personal as well. They've been bumping each other. Kerr's been on the floor once from Jackson running down court, and just then they were chesting each other as that ball, as that foul was called. So Kerr going to the line now, and that has been a great battle. There's no love lost between those two girls either.
Kerr at the free throw line for the free throws makes the first. It's her third point of the game so far, 27-25, Townsville leading. As Jackson and Veal have both sat down, Sharp and Hurst have come back into the Capitals. Second free throw from Kerr, drops. So she's got 4 points on the game, and at least three right now for the Townsville Fire. Sharp gets on the right wing, back to the top for Bailey, left side to Abrams. Abrams back to Sharp on the right, and put on the floor, and it's a drive inside, bumps away, Stevens back and forth. Shot won't go for her, and Kerr with the defensive rebound. Gets it off the Heritage and the Townsville Fire back down the right side. Datsun, need to go to the baseline. Spinning inside the lane. Puts up a shot that was a little bit long. Inside Brassard with the offensive court. Sticks it back. 7 points for Brassard. And the lead is 5, 30-25. And Jackson's going to be back in almost immediately.
Yeah, again, Townsville looking very, very dangerous. They've got a five-point lead and they're just playing very aggressively offensively. They're coming up with possession. They're on the boards. They're on the floor. And they're really taking it at Canberra here. And Lauren Jackson straight back in, so she must have been out for about 20 seconds of the game clock there, I think. So it was a quick breather.
Certainly was, as Bailey will sit down. Capitals will have the ball on the right wing after a thousand caught on Heritage. And it's Sharp and batting to Hurst on the right wing. And then we'll get a bumping foul or a blocking foul, perhaps, called on
Gina Stevens.
And she was chasing Sharp, who's cutting across the baseline. That's the third team foul against Townsville, second on Stevens. And the Capitals will have the ball from underneath their offensive basket. Abrams will step in and inbound it. Rachel Bird has come back in for the Townsville Fire. Inbound ball, Hurst. Put up a three from the right, won't go. Jackson with the offensive board will take it back at the basket and get caught for an offensive charge on Kerr, who, according to the referee, had the perfect position. Jackson didn't like the call, but Townsville will get the ball back.
Again, great awareness by Annika Kerr there, coming across to get in the path of Lauren Jackson's drive to the basket and draw the charge there. So again, another great defensive play by Townsville.
30-25 they lead as Stevens goes to the baseline, left the shot short. Hurst with a defensive rebound from the Capitals will bring it back into the front court. Sharp on the left wing will put it on the floor and drive into the basket. And well, she thought she had an open lane and tried to put a shot up, but didn't get near it and ended up going out of bounds. So another turnover against the Capitals. Datsun brings it back down the left. 4:30 till halftime. The lead 5 for Townsville. They're going through Datsun, low post, backing in underneath the basket. Puts up a shot and then it goes. Jodie Datsun's got 9 points for Townsville and it's 32-25. The lead for Townsville over Canberra.
Look, it's pretty clear Dave Herbert's instructions to Townsville at quarter time have been followed very well by the players, because they are putting on the floor, they're getting to the basket, and they're able to get a fair share of layups and a fair share of opportunities from the foul line. They've got a 7-point lead, and they're doing an excellent job of being able to nullify Canberra's strength down at the defensive end. But at the same time, I think they're exposing some weaknesses in Canberra's defense here.
Natalie Porter's back in for the Fire, as the Capitals have also made a couple of substitutions. Veal is back in and Bailey is back in. Abrams who inbound the ball for the Capitals from underneath the basket. Goes straight into Jackson. She'll try to stick it back up. She can't. Pass off to Sharp. Three-pointer from just the top of the arc. Wouldn't go. Porter, the defensive rebound, finds Datsun at the other end of the court. he'll have to wait now and wait for teammates to join up. The fact is, Stevens, who drives in, pass off to Byrne on the left side, won't go for her. Jackson with a defensive rebound will bring it back for the Capitals. Veal on the right wing. Capitals down by 7 as Bailey backs in against Porter, tries to shoot over the top of her. Won't go. We've got a defensive foul, I would say. Eight. No, it's an offensive charge being called on Sharp. So, well, it's all working right now for Townsville. It's going their way.
Oh, clearly the momentum is with Townsville. This is a great opportunity with 3.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter to build a 7-point lead with the potential to get them out to maybe 12 or 14 by half time, which will give them a bump and really put some pressure on Townsville in the second half.
As Burns at the line, interesting that Annika Kerr battle is really hotting up still as Burns makes the first, but also they've taken the crowd out of it, Townsville, by getting ahead now. This crowd is very, very silent for a Canberra crowd.
I'm sure that's part of Annika Kerr's plan, and the game plan is to niggle Lauren Jackson somewhat, and she does a great job of just spotting up and getting under her and frustrating Lauren, and I think that's a great point. It's quite legal. It's a great contest to watch out here.
Well, the Capitals have turned it over off a double steal, and Townsville are back at the other end. 34-25, Townsville leading, 3:15 to go. Stevens gets it on the left wing. Now, Veal watching her. It's back to Datsun, to Porter at the top, who shoot over the top. That's a three from Porter. Natalie Porter's first basket of the game, and it's a big three from the top that makes the lead 12, 37-25. We're inside the last 3 minutes before halftime, but Townsville with the momentum. It's Berry on the right wing, off to Bailey to Jackson, and the Capitals standing around right now. Don't look like they've got too many ideas. Veal on the left wing, going into the paint at the free throw line. A shoot over the top, trying to get the lean and foul, and the shot was poor. Datsun grabs the defensive rebound and sprints back into the front court. Off to Porter, she'll put in another three. It's good for Porter. 6 points for her and the lead 15, 40-25. The Capitals are in trouble.
Yes, yeah, they are. They're struggling down here at the offensive end of finding a way to get some points on the board. Lauren Jackson's their only avenue. As we see, Annika Kerr foul Jackson on the inside with a low post move. But other than Lauren, they've really got no avenues scoring opportunities, and that's a credit to Townsville's perimeter defense. They've just been able to shut down Abrams, Beale, Berry, Sharp, who have really very little impact offensively in this first half. And credit again to Townsville's versatility they've got in their personnel. We've seen Natalie Porter come in after a bit of a good rest off the bench to knock down two open threes, and that's again Lucille Hamilton not being able to defend someone like a Porter on the perimeter because of her mobility and her skills on the perimeter. So it's some real matchup problems here for Canberra trying to slow down Townsville, who've got shot away to a 14-point lead.
Indeed, with Jackson making one of two free throws. Porter pull-up jumper 18. Porter won't go. It was an air ball, but Kerr runs down the rebound. Back for Datsun. Down the centre of the lane, lays it in. And the lead is 16. 42-26 with a minute 50 till half time. This is a huge shot, but what a great boost this will be for Townsville if they can maintain this at half time. As Abrams going for Jackson underneath the basket. And it'll go for Jackson. 16 for Jackson. And that's 16 of the 28 that she's got for them. As you said, no other opportunities. So 42-28 Townsville lead as Porter on the right wing dribbles out to the corner. Goes it back to Datsun at the top, inside to Kerr under the basket. Hooks the shot around to Jackson and gets it. And I guess Kerr's got 6 points, and that's got to be a huge boost for them.
Yep, they're putting Canberra and even Lauren Jackson under pressure. And they've got to find some other avenues to score here. If they get the ball to Lucille Hamilton down the corner, they're looking at Jackson on the inside. Beale's going to try and create the play here. It's coming down the last minute of the half. Veal goes 1-on-1, but again, clash of bodies under the boards there, but it's Canberra ball from the baseline.
Yeah, Berry and Datsun going for the rebound. Datsun and Luther have got the last touch on it out of bounds. It'll be inbound ball for the Capitals underneath the offensive basket. Abrams quickly into Berry on the right wing, puts it on the floor, drives in the paint, and it's another charge caught against the Capitals, against Sarah Berry, and we'll be walking to the other end of the court for more free throws.
Yeah, so I think that won't, that'll be possession, offensive foul, so that should be from the baseline. Yeah, but again, with 50 seconds to go in the first half, another opportunity to extend this 16-point lead the Townsville have established. But again, you know, great defensive footwork by the Townsville players. They're getting in good position. They're containing the penetration of the Canberra players. And, you know, and they've been able to transfer all that great energy into the offensive end.
Porter puts up a three and it won't go for it. Jackson grabs an offensive rebound and holds on for the Capitals. 34 seconds till halftime. And Townsville lead by 16, 44-28. Veal brings it back into the front court. To set up the play, 11 seconds on the shot clock. Jackson sets a high post. Calling the plays. If you give it off to Jackson, takes it to the basket. Won't go to the second opportunity to stick the back in low. And 18 points for Jackson. They forced a turnover against Townsville. Townsville's ball still in the backcourt. Brassard inbounds the ball to Porter. Porter brings it across centre court. 10, 11 seconds to go here. And Porter looks to go to work to the right side off to Brassard. 18-foot jumper. Won't go. Berry with a defensive rebound. 4 seconds to go. The field at half court. She'll jack one up with a go. Whoa, as it came off the glass. Hit the front of the rim and won't go. But what a huge second quarter from the Townsville Fire as they lead at quarter at half time by 44-30 over the Canberra Capitals. You're listening to the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix, 106.3. Yes, and welcome back here to the basketball stadium. Well, it's a bit of a surprise at halftime for the home crowd because at halftime, Townsville 44, the Canberra Capitals 30. It certainly has been a great second quarter performance by the Townsville Fire. They won that quarter 32-15 to lead by the 14 at halftime. And just looking through the stats at halftime, the shooting percentage from the Townsville Fire at 37.5%. I'm sure that improved greatly in that second quarter. And they've hit 10 of 11 from the free throw line, so there's nothing wrong there. They hit 4 of 11 three-pointers, that's 36%. So the shooting percentage is, while they could be better right now, Townsville will certainly live with that. It's been a team effort, really, and that's really reflected by the scores as opposed to what you see from the Capitals. Jodie Datson is the leading scorer for Townsville. She's got 11 points. She's got 7 rebounds, 4 assists. She's been credited with 2 blocks and 2 steals as well. That's been a great performance from her. Tanya Heritage with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Claudia Brassard, 7 points and 4 rebounds. Annika Kerr and Natalie Porter also with 6 points. So there's plenty of scorers there. Gina Stevens, just too, has been quiet, but they've been really making her work, and the others have certainly stepped up to do the job for them. For the Canberra Capitals, it's been a one-person show. Lauren Jackson, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks and 2 steals, but she's getting no real support. Kelly Abrams with 5 points. Kristen Beals had got 3, Lucille Bailey 2, and Eleanor Sharp 2. And that is it, and that just reflects very much the position of the teams right now at halftime. The Capitals have turned it over 12 times in the first half, a stat they would not like, as Townsville have only turned it over 6 times, which is a great stat for them, and they will really love that position right now. So the stats really do tell a story, as it's been a team effort, as Townsville have really taken control here in the second quarter to lead 44-30 over the Canberra Capitals. We'll return shortly for the second half here in at the Tauranga Basketball Stadium, with Townsville 44 leading Canberra 30. You're listening to the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix 106.3.
Townsville's Mix 106.3. Good afternoon. It's Karina Bennett, Bridget Offerman and Trevor Roberts. And what an exciting game down at Tuggeranong, the basketball stadium, where the Canberra Capitals are not leading the Townsville Fire. 44-30, Bridget. I hate to crow, but I did tip a 15-point lead. They're leading by
14. Oh, well done, Karina. I think there'll be some people calling you up in the next few weeks just for some more tips.
Oh, people that come, well, they probably want to touch me before they put their lotto tickets in. A man that doesn't want to touch me would be Trevor Roberts. Hi, Trev.
Hey, Karina. I tell you what, I'm on a high. I've been driving all over the streets of Cairns to find a spot to get this call. How good are these girls going?
Fantastically. Now, whose backyard did you end up in?
Yeah, never you mind. I got these strange looks from people going by, I tell you.
I bet you have.
Especially with the cheering things going on in the car, I suppose, at the same time.
Yeah, actually, halfway through that quarter, there was a little bit of that. I was getting a bit excited. I'll tell you what, the girls are just... without knowing Dave Herbert's game plan, it would appear that he's done a lot with Richard and to expose the weakness of the Canberra players outside of the Jackson juggernaut.
Yeah.
You know, Lauren's getting it done, but what about the rest of them? Our girls have just shut them down.
Well, Trevor, I was looking at the stats. It's 18 points to Lauren, and the next Canberra Capital to get any on the board is 5 to Kelly Abrams. That's a big gap.
Yeah, so they sound like they're a little frustrated too. There's a lot of drives to the basket, giving up charge fouls, and that's the sort of thing where, you know, players, if they're not confident on their outside shot, will start to force the issue. And Townsville's defence has stood up very, very well.
I think one of the big factors also, Lauren Jackson getting a charge foul, that tells a story as far as the way the referees are also calling the game. They're not afraid to make the big calls on Lauren Jackson, which has got to give Townsville a lot of confidence they can go out and play their aggressive defence if they do play.
Yeah, I think it's their aggression at the other end too, on the offensive end. Like, they're taking the ball at Canberra. They did some good outside shots, which is a big plus during that quarter, but they've also taken it inside. Canberra's not really sure right now, I don't believe, on how to defend our players, and given that there's a spread of scoring across the entire roster again.
That's right. I mean, we've got, 11 Jodie Datsun. I mean, it's a factor that they haven't really catered for most of the season. All of a sudden, she comes out. She's second top scorer for us. Not afraid to take it to them. And the scoring is well spread amongst all of the girls in the team. You look at Anika Kerr, Trevor, and you think, gosh, this is a girl who's our defensive expert. You don't expect her to come out and play a very good role in our offensive side of things, and that's just what she's doing, which, you know, what's the Canberra defence like that, these girls can come out and do this?
Exactly. Finals basketball, Bridget, but there's still 2 quarters to go, but boy, we were in a terrific position.
And just looking at the turnovers too, Trev, 12 for Canberra and only 6 for Townsville. I mean, that's a telltale sign as well.
Yeah, definitely. Listening to the boys and the coverage down there in Canberra, they've got one of the fellas who's in a timeout down there, and certainly Tom Maher has been a very frustrated man with with his own group of players. And I remember one of the things I heard him say was that they're turning the ball over too much, and Townsville are getting easy baskets out of the transition plays, which takes Jackson out of the factor defensively. She's not going to be able to defend those sort of plays.
All right, Trev, from Mark Leger there, we're going to return to the boys, Craig Revell, Mark Ashton and Phil Brown, our mixed call team. Your broadcast sponsor this afternoon is Packer Home Loans. You're on Townsville's Mix 106.3.
Dave Herbert at half-time. The script is written perfectly for you.
Yeah, so far so good. The third quarter is always the Capitals' best quarter, so we're aware of that. We're going to try and see what we can do right here to hold that. So we're going in 0-0 right now, and we're going to try and extend this lead.
Kerr is having a fantastic battle with Jackson. It started in Belconnen, and it looks like it's carrying on here today.
And Mika was superb off the bench right there. Absolutely superb.
And right across the board, you're very happy with the way it's shooting.
Yeah, no question. We need to go another level and maintain our D right now. Our offense is a little bit of a worry, but we'll see how we go in the second half right now.
Do you find any inroads soon, inside?
Sorry?
You want to go inside a
bit? Yeah, definitely. That's the focus. That's what we talked about. We don't want to win it from the 3-point line right here.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Peter Buckle at half-time, you just can't find any scorers.
Yeah, it's tough. Look, full credit to Townsville, they're playing a great game. And that's what I think really hurts us, though, is the amount of extra opportunities we've given Townsville. You know, they picked up some scraps and then made a layup, or we've turned it over and they've made a layup and stuff like that. And then when that happens enough times, you start to struggle offensively because you know you have to score more than later. All right, so we need to take care of our possession game.
And also, I guess, really looking to work in hard off the offensive forwards where you're sort of getting hammered there as well.
Oh, for sure. Like, you know, at the moment, they're 7 or 8 rebounds all over ahead of us, which is big. You know, they're a big team, but we have to do a better job of coming up with possession all over offensively and, most importantly, defensively. Good luck in the second half. Thank you.
And welcome back here to Tuggeranong. We're just about to start the second half as we're going to have the second attempt to get it all started here. Phil Brands has been over talking with the ABC, committing to some commitments at halftime. And the Capitals will get first use of it for the second half. Leah down the right side for Abrams. He comes back for Bailey at the top. Bailey, left side to Veal. This is for Jackson coming low post. Sharp at the top. Goes to Jackson finally. Turnaround jumper. Quite a great defence. Comes up for the block shot and the seal back for the Townsville Fire and Phil Brown. Well, what do the Capitals do, down by 14 at half time?
Well, I think the things that Coach Tom Maher would not be pleased about is that they're getting done on the defense, on the rebounding department. Both Townsville have 11 offensive boards, so you know, that would be more than Tom would want for a whole game, let alone a half. And I think that's a reflection of the great hustle and determination that Townsville is showing. And he's got to find some other avenues, some other people to score other than Lauren Jackson, who's been a one-lady show so far this game.
Well, neither side able to score so far as the captain just missed their opportunity there. We'll fire back at this end. Porter on the right wing will give it back to Datsun. Datsun now looking to set up a play. Comes back to Bassard at the top, left side to Stevens. Doing work on her. Stevens goes in the paint. The pass off to Broussard. Blocked by Jackson. Although they're going to call a blocking foul. That would be the third foul on Lauren Jackson. Looked like a pretty clean block to me, but it as a shooting foul. Going to put Broussard at the line for a couple of free throws and the chance for the first points here of the third quarter. Broussard at the line for the Fire makes the first. She's got 8 points.
Yeah, this first 4 or 5 minutes of the third quarter of the second half, a real critical time for both teams. This is a time where Canberra really need to make a solid run back at Townsville, but it's also an opportunity for Townsville to extend their lead here. They're out by 16. If they get it out to 20 or thereabouts, it's going to be extremely difficult for Canberra to pull them in.
Test their mental toughness as they have the ball in the front court. Wheel on the right wing into Abrams. Put around jumper from Abrams. Rolls around the rim and drops from the Canberra crowd. Need to get involved more. They like that as they're going to get the Capitals home here. 46-32. Townsville lead as Datsun on the left wing. Back to Bassard to Heritage on the right. And Datsun set up low post. Gets back to Stevens at the elbow. Ran around the rim and dropped to Jackson. With a defensive rebound. Just wouldn't drop for Stevens on that one. And Veal will bring it back into the front court. Comes back to the left. Finds Abrams on the left wing. Bailey in front of her. Back to Jackson at the top. Right side is Veal and Sharp will cut across the baseline. It's the Bailey low post. Broussard reaching in, knocks it towards the sideline. Kept alive by Datsun. Back to Porter. Good hustle there from the Fire to pull off that steal. And Heritage brings it back into the front court. Now setting up at the top. Stevens on the right, then back to Porter. Off to Broussard on the baseline. 10-foot jumper, she's good. Another one. Broussard, 11 points.
Yeah, look, it's again that mobility that with Eleanor Sharp running a layup. The mobility of Porter and Broussard are creating a lot of problems for Lauren Jackson and Lucille Hamilton to chase them out to the perimeter. But look, how inspiring is Jodie Jackson? She has been the key player in this Townsville group today. She is must have 3 or 4 steals. She's got 8 boards. She's had 5 assists, and she's got 11 points to go with it. And I think she's been the real key for the success so far by this Townsville team.
A foul has been called on Gina Stevens, a charge which turns the ball back over for the Capitals. The Sharp gets it on the right wing. Bailey at the top, the Veal on the left, being watched by Datsun, and the Jackson low post. The pass off to Bailey, who is blocked from behind by Stevens. The ball came loose, the crowd didn't like that. They thought there was plenty of contact, and Datsun finds Broussard on the baseline. Chucks it across to the left wing. 3-pointer from the left out there from there as it won't go. Broussard, good defensive fight, but stolen away by Veal underneath the basket in Heritage. They will be called for a blocking foul as Veal tried to get around her to get it back into the front court.
Well, both teams doing a great job of rotating down behind defensively to save layups, and the guards are getting down there and getting a hand on the ball and knocking it loose. And it's both teams are playing hard, of course, and they're just relentless with their hustle and chasing loose balls down.
Well, of course, hosting the grand final is up for grabs here as Jackson off to Bailey. Down the layup, down the middle for the easy layup. It's just loosened up a little bit inside there from Townsville. We've had a couple of layups through the middle, Sharp, and now that one from Bailey.
What they're doing differently this start of the third quarter is that every time they double-team with Kerr onto Jackson with Porter, they're leaving Lucille Hamilton free. So rather than taking the perimeter shot, Lucille Hamilton is now cutting to the basket and getting wide-open one-foot shots.
Jackson takes it in the basket, won't go. Defensive rebound from Porter, lost it out of bounds. So the Capitals will again get the basket, the ball from underneath the basket. 48-36 with our first timeout called here in the third quarter. With the Townsville Fire 48, the Canberra Capitals 36. This is the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix 106.3. And welcome back here. We have 6 minutes to go here until three-quarter time. Townsville 48, Canberra 36. Well, how's it started? So, what side do you think's got the better of the start of this quarter?
Oh, Canberra have. I think they've made some adjustments there to the double team on Jackson by making the extra pass to the open Lucille Hamilton. They've gone inside to Kelly Abrams on Tanya Heritage. It's knocked down a low post basket on the inside. So, and I think they're just playing harder. I think they got out hustled a little in the first half, and Canberra definitely more physical and more desperate here, which you can see.
This is our ball for the Capitals. Neal with the timeout.
Dave Herbert just wanted to close up that lane that Phil Brown was talking about, saying when you double on Jackson, someone else has to rotate around to close up the hole. Tom Marsh still furious with the decision-making of the Capitals team, but they just tell him to keep battling and something will come.
Well, the defensive stop comes from the Capitals. As they contested the ball that was going into Annika Kerr, who's back in for Townsville. It was knocked out of bounds off Annika Kerr's hand, and the Capitals are back, trailing by 10, 48-38. Field off to Bailey. Three-pointer from the left right was short, and Tanzana Prasada throws it away, though. Sharp comes up with a steal. They go to Jackson, low post on the left. Back out to Sharp. Three-pointer from the left from Sharp. Came off the front of the rim. Jackson with the offensive board. We'll stick it back, and Lauren Jackson's got 20 points for the game.
Well, again there, the 8 points they've scored in the start of this third quarter have all been layups by Canberra. Inside that time on offensive rebound, but they're just taking the basket harder with their inside game, and it's back to 8, so there's a lot of pressure now on Townsville.
Brassard puts it on the floor and gets called for the travel. Another turnover against Townsville. The momentum right now is back to the Capitals, and the crowd getting very excited. As the Capitals trailed by 8, but they are coming back. 4:52 to go to three-quarter time. Sharp on the right wing. Back to Bailey at the top. Left side of Veal. This is sort of Bailey cutting across the baseline. And a holding foul. Caught against Annika Kerr. That will be her... Just wait for the confirmation from the bench. Her second. Just her second. So it'll be a substitution as...
Level of putting Stevens back in, which is a good sum, I think, because of the experience factor. And they need to find a way to see. Canberra go back inside again, this time to Abrams. And so that's Bill Abrams with 4. They're just going inside with their smaller players, not just Jackson exclusively.
48-42, Townsville lead, Heritage in the baseline. Looking to drive inside, Sharp knocks it away. Abrams picks it up from the Capitals. Off the field on the right, Jackson's in front of her. Goes in towards Bailey, who lost it out over the baseline, and the Capitals blew a great opportunity there.
Yeah, Tom Maher would not be happy with Christian Veal there, just forcing that and rushing that pass inside to Lucille Hamilton with a turnover. They've got it back to 6 now, which is a great start to this third quarter. And of course, any team with Lauren Jackson is going to be in the game. So we've got a long way to go here, but the momentum is clearly with Canberra, and it's up to now Townsville to find a way to stop this tidal wave that's coming at him from Canberra.
Stevens into Brassard, taking it to the basket. Jackson forces the shot to come off the rim. And the Capitals will bring it back into the front court. Berry has just come back in for the Capitals. To Sharp, back to Veal, and they'll look to set up a play. Jackson, they're surrounding her. They're making it hard to get the passes into her. Sharp on the right. Comes back to Berry at the top left side of Veal. In towards Jackson for the little putback from Lauren Jackson, and the crowd on their feet. It's a 4-point game now. Townsville 48, Capitals 44.
Yeah, that time just out of their transition with a back screen, allowing Jackson to cut off the back screen and just lob it in the air. And once the ball's up there, it's very hard to stop Jackson from making that shot or getting a good shot away.
Townsville last time in advance, Stevens and Datsun were tripping over each other. That's what the pressure's doing to Townsville at the moment.
As Townsville have it back in the front court, Datsun looking to set up a play as Byrne takes a tumble. Porter looking to drive to the basket, take it inside against Jackson and lays it in.
You can see what Townsville are on the right track. We've seen because Jackson's on 3 fouls that they're going at Jackson pretty relentlessly here. Unfortunately, they've been probably focusing a bit too much on that, to draw the foul rather than knock down the shot. But there, Porter putting it on the floor for the perimeter and getting there inside for the layup. As we see, Sarah Berry missed an open three-pointer. Townsville have cleaned up and they're off to the races.
Stevens back across centre court and then will retreat and set up the play. Porter in the middle, left side to Byrne. Inside to Bassard, low post, going in under the basket for the reverse light. Won't go, Jackson for the defensive rebound. 50-44, Townsville lead, 2:46 to go to three-quarter time. Beal comes down the left to Sharp. Cross-court to Abrams on the right, had a toe on the three-point line. Won't go, Sharp fighting for the rebound, but Jackson gets in and steals it back for Townsville and brings it back down court. Off to Brassard, down the middle to Stevens. Blocked shot by Jackson, the field. Gets the ball and she'll race it back across centre court. Jackson just coming across on the defensive work. Gets it at the top. She'll put up a three. It won't go for her. And it comes back out to Stevens. 2:13 to go. 50-44. Townsville still leading by six. It's Jackson into the front court, setting up the play. Looking for somebody, sort of a Porter to step out on the right. Gets it to Stevens in the low post. Takes it in at the basket. We'll have a defensive foul called on. This is a big call, I think, on eight. Sharp. Eleanor Sharp. Caught it on Sharp, and that's her fourth foul on Eleanor Sharp. It wasn't on Jackson, which is something that the Capitals would be very happy about. But Eleanor Sharp will probably sit down as we've got another timeout called. We are with Townsville 50, the Canberra Capitals 44. You're listening to Townsville's Mix 106.3. And welcome back here to Tuggeranong. 50-44, 59 to go here in the third quarter, and Craig's in down.
Dave Herbert wants the girls to keep the communication up. He said that's how you're going to keep this lead. To keep talking and keep working amongst yourself, talking to each other, where the ball's going and who you need to match up with. For Tom Mark, still very disappointed with the D, saying you're getting there late, you're not taking positions and not rebounding hard enough. And that is probably the story of the Capitals today.
Well, we'll be coming up from the timeout. Kristen Beal will be at the free throw line. Looks like it'll be Jackson, Abrams, Berry and Bailey out there. Brassard, Porter, Jackson, Byrne are out there for the Council Fire. In fact, it is Gina Stevens, of course, at the line for the free throw. We're at the other end of the court for Bailey to be at it. Stevens does miss the first though. They need to hit the free throws. And she makes the second. So Gina Stevens, all 3 points have come at the free throw line. The Capitals have done a good job of keeping her out of this.
Sure they have, and I thought Tom Marr's been a little bit harsh. He's only had 7 points for this quarter with just under 2 minutes to go, so I would have thought Tom would be pretty pleased with the defensive effort of his charges. But obviously they're still down. That's always, that's going to be of concern, and you can see the momentum is fairly even right now. Townsville seem to have somewhat weathered the storm, and if they can tighten up on their inside defense, then I think they're going to be in good shape coming into the last quarter.
Jody Datsun with a pull-up jumper from 16-foot, hits one. And it's 53-44 in favour of Townsville. Minute 16 to go. The Capitals back at the other end. On the left wing is Abrams. Back to Beal at the top, straight into Jackson. She'll take it to the basket. Reaching from Natalie Porter. And that'll be the third on Porter.
They've got her on a body foul there, just coming under Lauren Jackson as she made the low post move. But, I think, Townsville, they're doing a good job. They're still up here by nine. They're weathering the storm. And I think they'll be looking forward to getting to three-quarter time here.
Jackson at the free throw line makes the first. She's at 23 points, which is the game high, of course. Here's her second. Makes the second. So 24 for Jackson. The lead is still 7 for Townsville with 1:07 to go. Townsville will be looking for a good offensive play here. As Datsun comes down the right, finds Stevens. Back to Brassard at the top. Left side to Byrne, cutting at the basket. Under the basket, reverse layup. Comes down in Stevens' hand. She tries to reverse. And Perry with a defensive rebound and bring it back for the Capitals. 50 seconds still, three-quarter time. Jackson at the top, back off to Beal. Beal looking for Berry on the right wing. Into Bailey, off to Abrams, into Jackson. Turn around, jumper from Jackson. Left it short, wouldn't go. Brassard with a defensive rebound for Townsville, and they'll bring it back. 33 seconds, so still plenty of possessions to go here. Porter back to That's it on the right wing. Looking to go inside, round a screen. Berry tumbles in front of her. Can't get anyone to pass it. It's finally Broussard cutting into the paint. Gets called for a travel. And the Capitals will get it back with 20.7 seconds to go before three-quarter time. Berry will sit down. Kelly Haddock comes in for the Capitals. And they'll probably set up for one last play and try and get the last basket of the quarter. 53-46. We've got 15 seconds till three-quarter time. Townsville leading the Capitals. As Veal on the right wing comes around a screen to the left for Bailey. Back for Veal. Veal to Haddock in the left corner. Three-pointer from there was a little bit short, and that's with the defensive rebound for 3 seconds to try and get something off. Broussard tries to, well, she lost the handle on it, and she tried to get a shot off. That's three-quarter time, and at three-quarter time, it's Townsville. 53, the Canberra Capitals. 46. Yes, and welcome back here to the Tuggeranong Southern Cross Basketball Stadium. Well, we've got 10 minutes of basketball left, and 7 points to Townsville, 53, Canberra Capitals, 46. Craig was on this minute, three-quarter time for the coaches.
Dave Herbert's still happy with the way things are going. Tom Maher, what he wants them to do when they're getting strapped and screened, not reset the play. Just keep in action, keep in motion, keep looping back. Stop wasting the time of resetting the play every time. He says he wants them to be aggressive and to keep cutting. Herbert, as you would expect, very happy with the way things are going, and he thinks they've weathered the storm.
Well, hopefully it's the course at the start as we get the final quarter underway. The ball tipped into the backcourt by the Capitals. Stolen back by Burns and Datsun, and Townsville will get first use of it. Burns showing great hustle on the wings as Porter hands it back off to Datsun, left side to Burns. Back to Porter, Datsun on the right wing. The final quarter just underway. Kerr pulls up for the free throw line and hits the basket from right in front and lets the Townsville start that they would have wanted. Annika Kerr's 8 points. It's 55-46 as the Capitals taking the front court. And it's back for Bailey at the top left side to Veal. Takes the bump, gets it into Jackson. Turn around jump from Jackson. Won't go for good defense. And Stevens in there with Kerr. And Datsun brings it back. Porter on the baseline. Going underneath. Goes out to the left. Pull up jumper from Rachel Burns. Two-pointer from her. She's got a 4 point. And the Townsville have had the perfect start for this quarter.
Great positive start by Townsville. And, you know, Canberra looking a little frustrated. Lauren Jackson's got to be getting tired because she's had very limited preparation on the practice court leading throughout the whole season. And she's looking very, very fatigued. As one would be when you got 24 points and 15 boards. She's been the lone hand out there for Canberra, pretty much. And I think that's going to all go well for Townsville coming down the stretch here because they've rotated. They've still got fresh quarters looking good. Broussard, Kerr, all done an outstanding job on the inside. They've just had more contributors today. And I think Canberra just haven't played with probably the same passion or intensity that Townsville will come down to Canberra to show here. But what have we got? It's 10-point ball game, 57-47. And it's just looking very positive at this point in the game for Townsville.
See if they can continue it. Porter on the right wing for Stevens. Jackson made just one of the two free throws. Kerr, needs to go inside. Passes across to Porter on the left. 3 seconds, though, called against Rachel Byrne inside. And would have negated any shot that would have been put up. So the Capitals for turnover. Townsville doing a great job rebounding, though. 42-33. Wouldn't expect that to be leading by that much.
Absolutely outstanding. I mean, all of them are contributing in that area. Even the smallest player out in the court, Jodie Datsun, has been an inspiration, as I said previously, just with her hustle and the way that she's got on the defensive boards. And, it'll be interesting how Canberra are going to go about this. They're down by 10, 8.5 minutes to go in the game. Who are they, other than Jackson, I wonder what they're going to do to try and get maybe Beale or Eleanor Sharp, Lucille Hamilton. It's been extremely quiet on the offensive end.
Capitals off the inbound pass to Bailey on the right, back for Sharp at the top. Beale quickly moved it around the perimeter, come back to Sharp at the top, look to drive inside, pass out to Abrams. Three-pointer from the left, won't go, and Porter's good defensive position. The Sharp reached and knocked it out over the side. Fire will get it back in the backcourt. And it's 57-47, lead 10. Jackson, 25 points for the Capitals. Has been their really only contributor. And that's the story, I guess, of this game. With Porter at the top. off to Stevens, to Datsun in the right corner. Porter in front of her, goes back to Datsun. Porter now, better set this time, she got it. Off to Kerr, 14-foot jumper, left it short. Jackson grabs the defensive rebound for the Capitals. Off to Veal, quickly finds out Abrams on the right. We'll wait to set up the play, because back to Veal at the top. Looking for somebody, gets it to Abrams in the corner, straight into Bailey. Into back inside, can't. Abrams driving down the centre of the lane and lays one in. 11 points to Shelley Abrams. Is, well, maybe she's going to be the one that the Capitals will need to step up here.
Well, every time they get to Jackson, and there's a double team on Jackson, they're finding holes in second half, but they didn't get the first half.
Kerr driving in underneath Jackson, blocks it out of bounds, but it comes off Kerr, says the referee. So the Capitals down by 8. It's Townsville 57, the Capitals 49, 7:16 to go still. It's Veal on the right wing, looking to go inside. Pass to the left of Sharp. Goes to the baseline, pull-up jumper from her, won't go. Byrne with a defensive rebound. That was to Datsun, looking to work against Veal. Takes it to the basket and lays it up, and Jody Datsun with 15 points for the game. She's got at least 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks and 2 steals. She's, as you've been saying, been a big contributor.
Oh, she's been super. We see Camber go into Jackson for an easy turnaround jumper, which she actually misses. Those sort of things are the fatigue factor. I think Lauren's getting tied. They're still down by 10. It's interesting, when Camber find a way to an avenue to score, they don't go back to it. They tend to go away from things when they find a little bit of success. I think if the Townsville have had an avenue where they've... where something's been strong for them, they've gone back to it again, and they've had more variety in their offensive game, far more variety, far less predictable than Canberra have been in their offensive, particularly in their half-court game.
Well, the Townsville Fire turned it over, the Caps have got it back in the front court. Veal on the left, Abrams on the right, Sharp on the baseline, taking a little left-handed hook shot, won't go. Kerr with a defensive rebound for the Fire. They lead by 10, 6 minutes to go, 59-49. And Datsun just slowly brings it across centre court. Stevens on the right wing. Back to Porter at the top, left side, looking for Byrne. He'll dribble over there, give it to her. Now to Stevens. Goes in underneath, off to Kerr, and Kerr hits the open 10-foot jumper, and she's got 10 points for the game.
Great pass. Again, they're milking the clock. They're running the shot clock down. They're up by 10. They get it to Gina Stevens, who goes one-on-one in the post, draws two defenders, dishes it to an open... Kerr knocks down an easy open jumper.
Jackson went inside and was fouled in the act of shooting off the second attempt from Kerr. And it's 61-51. Jackson will be going to the line. We've got Prasad and Heritage coming back in for the Fire. Berry is in for Bailey for the Capitals. It's Heritage and Kerr sitting down. Jackson at the line to try and get this lead back under 10 for the Capitals. Still 5.5 minutes, so there is a ton of time, but the longer it keeps out there at about that 10-point margin, the more the confidence they'll be. Jackson makes the free throw and the three-point play, 28 for the game, and it's 61-52. Townsville still leading the Capitals here in Canberra. And the winner of this game will host the grand final. Porter back out to Brassard from 18-foot. Won't go. Field with a defensive rebound. And she rushes it back into the front court. Berry on the left wing, straight into Jackson. He'll go around Brassard and lay one in. 30 for Jackson. Again, it shows.
Yeah, good offense by Canberra. Straight down the floor. Punch it straight into Lauren Jackson. Makes a great baseline spin move to make the layup. Again, Townsville on track. They're milking the clock. They're moving the ball around. But again, they've got to stay aggressive and stay positive with their offense.
Datsun drives through the centre of the lane with another layup. And 17 for Jody Datsun. It's 63-54. The lead 9. 4:40 to go. And Field comes back to Jackson. Three-pointer from the top from Jackson. It's all there. 53 points for the game from Lauren Jackson. But she needs some teammate help now with 4.5 minutes to go. The lead is only 6 for Townsville. 63-57. Datsun to the right. Comes back to Stevens at the top. Into Brassard and in the paint. Left-handed hook shot won't go. Wouldn't look good. From the time it left the hand, Jackson with a defensive rebound gives it to Veal. We've got a game on our hands. 6-point game. 63-57. Townsville leading though. Veal setting up the Canberra play. Jackson in a high post. They get it into her. She's only single defense, but she hits the side of the board. Berry with the offensive board, though, gives them a second chance. Tipped out of bounds by Corner as the Capitals tried to pass it across to the left. We've got a timeout called, I think, by Townsville. They've called the timeout with 3 minutes and 52 seconds to go here. Oh, what a game. Townsville 63, Canberra 57. This is the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's mix 106.3. And welcome back to Tuggeranong. 3 minutes and 52 seconds to go. Townsville lead by 63-57. Craig, what would the coach say?
Dave Herbert said you've just got to tighten up on Jackson. No surprises there. Nah, just wants him to keep being aggressive.
Well, we'll see what happens here as the Capitals go straight into Jackson. As the ball knocks loose, she picks it up and goes straight back at the basket. Banks one and off the glass. Well, Phil,
unbelievable. I mean, Jackson is just unbelievable out here. She's doing it by herself. Credit to the other players getting to the ball, but she's knocking down some amazing shots out here. And we've got it back to 4 points. Canberra have to stay poised, as do Townsville. There's 3.5 minutes to go. And they've just got to try and get to Jackson earlier and force someone else in the Canberra team to have to make the shot. You just can't continue to allow Jackson just to play one-on-one and shoot whatever shots she wants to shoot. You've got to get the ball somehow out of Jackson's hands.
Jackson driving down the centre of the lane is fouled. It's a couple of fouls quickly against the Canberra Capitals. Caught on four, or was it five, Kristen Veal?
Again,
the third.
Jodie Jackson, just she's the one that's really showing a lot of the positivity and aggression here. She's the one where it gets a bit tight. She's putting it on the floor, getting to the basket, drawing a foul on this occasion. And it's important for Townsville. They've got the lead. They've done all the right things. They've just got to tighten a little bit up from Jackson and keep running the ball. Keep pushing the ball down the floor. If they get some run in a couple of layup or two, they'll break this game open to 8 or 9. It won't be enough time for Canberra to get back into it.
Prasad at the line makes a couple of free throws. The lead is back to 6. 65-59, 3:20 to go. Veal into the front court. Down the left wing. Sharp back to the Berry to Veal on the right wing. Now looking for someone cutting across the baseline. It's Jackson. It's double-teamed immediately. Off the Wavers. Tries to pass from inside. Defense from Porter. Tips it loose. Heritage dribbling down court. One-on-one with Veal. And the layup won't go. Veal got a hand in there and knocked it loose. But the Townsville will have it underneath the offensive basket. Heritage quickly inbound to Porter. Open shot from the left. Won't go. And the Capitals grab the defensive rebound. Off the Veal. Veal spinning across center court. Down to the left for Berry, who'll drive at the basket. No, she'll come back out to Jackson at the top. Off to Abrams on the right. 2:50 to go. Veal puts up a three. Left that one short. Jackson couldn't get a handle on it. And Annika Kerr tips it loose for Townsville. And they'll bring it into the front court. As the ball's knocked out of bounds, though, by Abrams. On the left wing, Townsville will inbound the ball.
A big defensive stops here by Townsville. Both times rotating on Jackson, getting the double team done on Jackson, which is forcing other people to step up. They're rotating in more aggressively than they did earlier in the quarter. Behind, they've come up with two big defensive stops. They've got it out to 6 points with 2:39 to go in the final quarter.
Indeed it is. We're going to time out with 2:39 to go. It's Townsville 65, Cavan Canberra 59. This is the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's mix 106.3. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to go. Townsville 65, Canberra 69. Craig, what does the coach say?
Dave Herbert just said, all we have to do here is relax. Just relax and play the way we've been playing all game. Big assignment for Sarah Berry now. She's been put on the Datsun. Beale has been taken and put on the Heritage.
Interesting matchup there to see if they can slow down the fuel penetration of Datsun. And Sarah Berry, you know, she's physical, she's strong. But I don't know whether she can stay with the Jodie Datsun.
Well, Datsun drove through the lane, it wouldn't go. Stevens tried to stick it back and that wouldn't go. Jackson gets the ball at the other end and it'll be fouled as Annika Kerr just remonstrating with the referee, saying, well, what about at the other end? It's a foul called on, that's the fourth on Annika Kerr. We've got 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
David Herbert is up and he is animated at the referees about the call.
Well, 2 minutes 22, Capitals with the inbound ball underneath the offensive basket. It'll be Abrams, inbounds it to Veal in the right wing, straight into Jackson, off to Sharp at the top. Three-pointer, two-pointer, in fact, from Eleanor Sharp. And it's 65-61, Townsville up by four. It's about 2 minutes to go as Heritage brings it back into the front court. We're going to have an exciting last 2 minutes here. as the Heritage looks to drive in the paint. Tries a little layup that won't go. Kerry Divis gets Jackson off the field. It was a poor option across the layup in the end. Field off to Abrams for the layup at the other end. Won't go and ran off the other side. Comes down to Berry, who'll drive back in. And Berry puts the basket in her first of the game, her first point. And look at a two-point game with a minute 47 to go. Council 65, Canberra 63. Datsun setting up the play for the Townsville Fire as Porter cuts away to the left wing, gets it in the corner. Three-pointer from there won't go. Steele running the rebound down, and the Capitals will have it in the front court. Datsun bumps away, or falls away from Veal, and Veal will set up the play from the right wing. Sharp in the corner, gets it. Cross court towards Abrams. Stevens knocks it out of bounds. A minute 18 to go here in the final quarter. Capitals still down by two, but Townsville right now in the box position, they are leading. Abrams will inbound it.
Big defensive play here. They've got to get a stop here, Townsville. They must get a stop. They're up by 2 minutes, 15 to go in the game. And they've really got to shut down on Jackson on the inside. As we see him, Sharp miss a wild shot, but Sarah Berry's come up with the rebound. And Sharp knocks down a basket. And we've got a tie ball game, 55 all.
As they came up with about two or three offensive boards inside, Abrams and Sharp. Sharp came up with the final board. We've got a minute and 4 seconds to go here. Well, what can Townsville do now? They're in offense. Datsun. They have the control at this particular moment. Datsun dribbles to the left wing. Berry watching her. Porter looking to set up in front of her low post. In fact, to Kerr at the top. To Heritage on the right. Datsun gets it at the top. It's the drive, dribble to the left side. 4 seconds on the shot clock. He drives through the middle. Jackson comes up with a block. And Berry will be fouled by Datsun. It's a reach in as Datsun tried to steal it back. And will be walking to the other end for 2 shots. Well, I
don't have to remind you about last night. It was an overtime thriller. Could we see this again as another time up for Mark?
Half seconds to go in the game. We've got a timeout called by Townsville. It's 65 all. It's all tied up for Canberra. Canberra will have the possession after the timeout. It's Townsville 65, Canberra 65. This is the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix 106.3.
Okay, we're clear for six.
The Churchill's IGA Townsville Fire take on the kick. Let's return to the game thanks to Packer Home Loans. They work for you, not the bank.
Hey, right, Mark?
Townsville, yep. Moment to got your call, Mix 106.3.
Okay, you're back on.
And welcome back to Sagramong. 38 and a half seconds, 65 all, Phil Brown. This is what coaches start to earn their money, isn't it?
Very much so. Well, I think Townsville would have called the timeout to put a little bit of pressure on Sarah Berry, gunfire, to get a little bit of nerves in these free throws that she's going to take. But you know, if she knocks down one, either that gives them the lead, and that's going to put Townsville with 30 to the second last possession to have to score. But at the very least, whatever happens with Townsville's possession, Canberra will have the last shot to the game, theoretically.
Theoretically, of course, plenty of time.
Dave Herbert was preparing for the second rebound shot. He was getting the girls focused on what they have to do and just wanted them to be aggressive again. Now, for Tom Maher, he said, all we have to do is play the clock. It's now become a clock game for the Capitals as the first shot missed mark.
Berry misses the first free throw. Still tied, 65. This is a crucial free throw. It won't go. Who's got the rebound? Defensively, it was Kerr. Gets it off to Datsun. So it's all tied up still. Townsville now with the opportunity to take the lead as he dribbles from the left wing. Datsun out there. This is somebody. Comes back to Porter at the top. Back to Datsun. Datsun looking to go in the paint. Off to Kerr. Late tries to lay it up. She's fouled. It'll be a defensive foul on number 5, Kristen Veal. It'll put Kerr at the line for a couple of free throws.
Well, again, the scenario is still the same. It's 65 all. We have 21.6 seconds in the game. And Nika Kerr on the foul line. At the very least, we're going to have Canberra. We're still going to get the last possession. So Canberra have gone to a timeout to put some pressure on Nika Kerr and at the foul line. And see if we can get a few jitters there in those foul shots. It certainly worked previously with Sarah Berry. So if she can knock these two down, That's going to put the onus now on Canberra to come up with at least an equal time basket two-pointer or a three-pointer to win the game. But they've got to at least knock down one foul shot. That's the key here, knock down at least one foul shot, ideally two.
Yep, just a 20-second timeout called by the by Tom Maher as the teams will come back. The Capitals have got Jackson, Veal, Sharp, Berry and Abrams out there, and a Kakura at the line for Townsville.
It's going to be a battle on the floor, and Tom Maher has got 1, 2 and 3 to run their normal game. They're going to just try and play it for the win at the end.
Who makes the first of the free throw for Townsville, lead by one with 21.6 seconds left. Here's Kerr. With the second, she makes them both. Capital three to two.
Big bars. 2 to equal, 3 to win. 19 seconds.
Field down the right side. Abrams into Jackson straight away. Double team, they came across. Berry tries to lay it up. Jackson will stick it back at him. It's a foul. An active shooting. Jackson has just tied it up. She'll go to the line for the free throw. The pressure's on Jackson now for a free throw. 10.6 seconds, though, is an eternity. Townsville will get the ball back after the free throw, and they got 10.6 seconds.
Yep, still got a way to go. 10 seconds for 67 all. Jackson for one for the bonus to put Canberra ahead by one. But again, Townsville will have the last possession here now. And if Jackson makes his foul shot, they're going to have to score.
Still, Townsville once again have to go with a big rebound play off this shot too.
Yeah, the Mitchells are going to come up with it. They're going to have to make sure they block out the shooter, Lowen Jackson.
Jackson for the lead for the Capitals with 10.6 seconds to go. Makes the free throw. Capitals lead by one. What can Townsville do now? Rosada's come back in for them as Jackson brings it down the left wing. 7 seconds. Dives through the lane. Rejected by Jackson. Gets it off the bar to the Capitals. Looks like they'll win. Real is going to be fouled. Well, it's all over. What a finish. What a finish. And Townsville fans go to their head in frustration. But oh, they can hold their head high at this performance. But the Capitals have won it 68-67 because of one person, Lauren Jackson. 38 points, Phil Brown, but what a finish.
What a fantastic game. And I mean, you got to feel for Townsville. They basically went the whole game. And they managed the game extremely well. But in the end, Lauren Jackson's come up with a super offensive board and a putback. She's iced the foul shot to give them the 1 point lead and take the game out. So full credit to Canberra. They showed a lot of persistence to stay with it. But Townsville certainly keep their heads high. What a fantastic effort.
Well, there's Lauren Jackson heading off court, and you think they're emotional.
Yeah, there's a lot of emotional scenes with Lauren Jackson in tears. I think it's just been an unbelievable pressure game for Lauren. She's basically carried the whole team, and that's no discredit to the other players who've done a solid job, but Lauren Jackson was unbelievable tonight. One of the best games I've ever seen her play.
And you've seen a lot.
I've seen her play a lot of games, and I think she's played, the superstar tag is too frequently used, and but tonight she was in definitely superstar mode.
Well, 38 points. We haven't seen the final stats on how many rebounds and things. She came up with the final basket, the final free throw, and the big defensive block down here on Jody Datsun, I think it was, who was driving in. But Jody Datsun, boy, she played well.
She was just inspirational, the word I would have for Jody Datsun and the whole team. They played extremely hard. They had the game plan. They stuck to the game plan. And in the end, sport can be a little bit cruel at times, because I really thought Townsville was a better team this afternoon. But unfortunately, the scoreboard didn't reflect that. And I think that is primarily on the impact of one player, Lauren Jackson.
Yeah, indeed. Just some media commitments to be wrapped up at the end of the game. Townsville at least know that their season is not over.
Certainly not.
Now they get to host Sydney next weekend.
Yep, and that's going to be a humdinger as well, I would think. And it's going to be, that's going to be a great matchup. And it's going to be interesting to see if Townsville can bounce back. They'll be disappointed now, but the home crowd behind them and the inspiration I think they can get from this outing today. That they're very deserving top three team in the league.
Yep, indeed they are. Well, there we go. Whew. We're going to get some post-game interviews and be right back with you. It's Townsville 67, the Canberra Capitals 68 is the final score here. And you're listening to the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix 106.3. Thanks and welcome back here to Struggle Dog. And well, Dave Herbert's good. Dave, well, what do you say after that one?
Because I thought we did a good job in the first half of really setting the game up. There's times where I guess we lost composure on offense, where we didn't execute that well. We kept the ball on one side of the floor too long. We need to reverse it and work off screens. And really, I thought that let us down in the second half. I thought we could have clearly done a better job that way. Definitely, yeah.
Lauren Jackson, a huge factor. You had tactics that you wanted to employ. Did they work? Or what was the problem?
I guess we were very slow with our rotations, and in the third quarter when we come out after halftime, we lost our team focus on D. We weren't adjusting, we weren't getting the spots, and that's when we still failed. We got open a few times when we were doubling, and really that was something that we got to work at. We tried to adjust to that during the game, and we got better as we went. Lauren Jackson's amazing. I've got to say that right now. That rebound and board she had at the end of the game was something no other player in the league could get. We did a good job. We were physical. We blocked her out. And she's big and athletic.
Must have been happy, Dave, with Jodie.
Oh, yeah. She's really got another level as a player, I think, this year. I'm very impressed with her efforts, her desire. She wants to win. She's a competitor. And, she's terrific.
I think you should get a lot of positives. I mean, you probably won't be looking at too many of those right now, but you know, I think you're, team-wise, you're probably the better team on the day today, and that was demonstrated by the fact that you led pretty much the whole game, and that's going to give the group a lot of confidence in the next week preparing for the preliminary final up in Council.
Yeah, considering the first time we come down here we lost by 29,
yeah.
We've certainly made a lot of progress this season. With our offense, I guess it's a final pressure we've got to get used to now, and that's certainly a good game, a good lead-in for Sydney next weekend.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned the composure a little bit coming down the stretch there a little bit, only 23 points in the second half after a very potent first half in the second quarter when you hit 44. Do you think it was a little bit of inexperience compared to the Capitals group?
Yeah, I would say so, definitely. I thought we kept the ball on the side of the floor, one side of the floor too much. We tried to exploit off an on-ball screen, and really, really off that, we should be looking to reverse the ball and get the thing out of there to create penetration opportunities. We looked best when we put the ball on the floor on floor reversal, and that's something we lost sight, or I guess lost focus with in the second half.
Yeah. Looking towards next week, Dave, what do you think, how do you feel about meeting Sydney at home?
Well, we match up very similar to Sydney. They got a lot of scorers. They can go inside, outside, a little bit different than the Capitals. They look to try to power it into Lauren a lot. With Sydney, it's a matter of, I guess, their game, they can certainly focus on throwing it in. And at times, they've got great perimeter work as well. So we have to play great D across the board to beat them for sure.
But pretty big the piece will be in that game.
Well, last time, Belinda Snell hurt us, and the matchup initially was I put Gina Stevens there, and Belinda Snell took her inside, and I adjusted that with Natalie Porter, and that seemed to work. So I think that's a real key matchup. I think Natalie will guard Belinda very well. I'm hoping that... That's the case anyway.
So would Broussard be on Hammond, or who do you play on Hammond?
Yeah, Broussard will play Hammond, and then I'll go with a smaller player on Sammy Hall. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anna Kerr did a great job for you as well, coming off the bench.
Yeah, I've been happy with her progress all year. She's getting fitter. She's working harder. Tonight she didn't adjust the shot too much. She wasn't intimidated out there on the floor. The time last time we were down here, she did that. So I think, and Nick is certainly one that her game is improving as well, definitely.
Well, you've got a good side there, obviously. You said last time down here that after that game a couple of weeks ago that you felt like you could win it here. Came so close. But,
yeah.
I'm sure we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I guess all but. That's what I should say there. We all but won it today, so.
Yeah, we came down to the last couple of seconds. Dave, thanks a lot and congratulations on the team performance. It was a great team performance, and disappointment in the end.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you. Dave Herbert there, the coach from Townsville Fire, and Well, I'm sure that we will see them back here in a couple of weeks, Phil.
Yeah, I think so. I think they clearly demonstrate today they're good enough to be in the grand final and they're good enough to win the whole thing. So, I think it's going to be City got some good experience, they got some good talent, they got plenty of shooters as well with Snell, Hammonds, Natalie Hughes, Narelle Lindsay, and so on. So I think it's going to be, they're not going to have it all their own way up in Townsville, but I think if they can stay positive and take in the good work they've done this week against Canberra on the road, then I think they've got plenty of things to play for and they can take a lot of heart out of the game today.
Indeed, Peter Buckle, the assistant coach of the Canberra Capitals, joining us. Peter, you got out of jail?
Oh yeah, very much so, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it was a great performance from Doran Jackson, but you've got some problems there that you'll obviously have to... But you got time to overcome some of them in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that's the advantage of winning the first semi-final. You've got 2 weeks to prepare for the grand final, which will be in Canberra, which is great for us. I mean, the first thing that we have to take care of is the possession game. We can't be giving them 32 points in the second quarter. A team like Townsville and expect to win games. I mean, we did today, but, we crawled over the line. But we've got to take care of our possession game, our rebounding, not turning over the ball with ridiculous passes, just taking care of simple stuff.
Do you know why that happened?
Why does it happen? So, even though we've been in the finals for the last 3 years in a row, the guys are a bit edgy, they're a bit nervous, of course. I mean, they don't intentionally go out there to make mistakes. Nobody would ever do that. But I think it's probably a large part of focus there. Just to say, look, these are such important details. They're small, they're the important things that we have to get done consistently every single time.
Clearly in the second half, though, you did a much better job of the possession game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we gave up the first two plays, but certainly we held tight with the possession game, Phil, and that was a key for us. Yeah. And then down the stretch in the end of the fourth quarter with Sharpie coming up with a clutch move, with Sarah Berry coming up with just some clutch offensive rebounds to keep us alive.
Well, in the end, you only lost the course by three, but I think you were down by 14 half-time for them.
Yeah, which is, for us, with Lucille Bailey, with Lauren Jackson, excuse me, that's an enormous, problem that we had in the second quarter, yeah. For sure.
Regardless of who gets through next week and comes to the grand final to play you guys, do you think there's some concerns about how you're going to get some other contributors offensively in your group? Because it seemed like it was pretty much a one-woman show out there with Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked to the Justice, it seemed that you're able to go inside and post up, Tanya Heritage and Jody Jackson a little bit more in the second half, Sue Abrams and Veal, and that looked like a positive move. But in general terms, over the course of the game, it seemed to be a little predictable in your half-court offense and struggle to find some other contributors.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a couple of things. I think, one, if we're lacking the possession game, then you can't get a good running game going. And so guys like, who have done well coming off the bench, like Sarah Berry and Cal Hannett, even Cal Abrams on the break and stuff, they can't get into a flow of a game consistently because, a lot of that comes back to the possession game. Certainly we need to, we then need to in the half court, we're really not really producing offensively for us. That hurts us. There's no doubt about that. When Billy and Loz are both scoring, we are very hard to beat. And we get a good mix-up of inside and outside, and that gets us flowing. But certainly today, Loz got us over there.
Do you think, Bill's offensive game is diminished because of the responsibilities of finance to contain a Jody Jackson who was clearly outstanding today?
Yeah, look, Jody was outstanding. And she went at Billy and went at Billy, there's no doubt about that. And maybe that plays on Billy's mind a little bit. But that may diminish... the defensive responsibilities may diminish that a little bit. But I think Billy's a quality player and can certainly... Look, when she gets open and gets set, she can stroke that shot. I think it's a matter of us just making sure that we take care of some of those things, like focusing on D, running out, getting the possession game, running down the floor, getting some easier shots, getting everybody into the game, and that will also help Billy get into the game because she loves to run and take the open shot.
Well, Peter, all the best. You've got 2 weeks now. Some of those injuries, that's probably another big factor. You're going to have some time to get some of those out of the way.
Yeah, oh, that's for sure. It's, I mean, we weren't looking forward to going to Townsville or Sydney, you know, to play a, or certainly to Townsville to play a grand final in any way. We weren't looking forward to going to Sydney to play a, another final, playing Sydney this week. We are very thankful that we've got the week off.
Yep, indeed. Well, use it to the best of your abilities. We'll look forward to seeing you at the grand final.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Peter Buckle there, the assistant coach. We've also caught up with some of the players. Start with Eleanor Sharp, then Cordy Brassard, Gina Stevens and Annika Kerr.
Eleanor Sharp, a fantastic effort.
Mate, I'm mate, concentrate because I'm so bloody buggered. I really was out of me that last quarter and I don't think I've ever been involved in such a gutsy comeback. Townsville is such a aggressive, competitive team and, you know, we really credit to all of our girls. And, oh my God, Lauren Jackson, what a superstar. She really did it for us there. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud at the moment.
What about personally, coming back from chronic fatigue?
I mean, not the greatest preparation, obviously, for my finals. I'm a bit weary now. I'll probably take the next week to recover. Sorry, the crowd loves Jackie, don't they?
Congratulations, another grand final at home.
Thanks, mate.
Chloe Brassard, disappointed because you led all the way.
Yeah, it was very tough loss to take when, you know, we had a great first half, a bit of a letdown, and then for them to come out and beat us the last second kind of hurt.
For your own game, you were having a great battle in there and it just came down to the last shot.
Yeah, it was tough. I started out pretty good and then I think I got a bit tired on my shots out there, but, you know, it was a good battle and we fought really hard, but Jackson did us in the end.
And what about this club? 2 years into it, already a major final and still a chance to come back to the grand final.
Yeah, you know, it's excellent to come back from, you know, when people ask you and you say you're the last place team. And then one season from ago, sorry. And now we're in second place and, you know, gave them the run for their money. I don't think anybody thought we'd be even close. None of the papers thought we'd give these guys a game here in Canberra and, you know, we really showed them what we're made of.
They obviously didn't remember what you did in Belconnen in round 16.
That's right. I think they're short memories, but lots of people didn't think we'd come out here and really lead the whole way and come down to that last second play.
Congratulations. Very exciting game.
Thank you.
Well, Gina Stevens, you played your heart out there, just couldn't get it over the line.
Yeah, you know, we'll look back and we'll know we let it slip. We had a 14-point lead at half time. You know, we were pretty much stuck together and they did the game plan. A couple of shots didn't go our way. They got theirs in. Unfortunately, it's our 40s, but we'll come back and get them next time.
We're actually able to put them off their game early and it was just that Jackson settled.
Yeah, I mean, Anika subbed on and just absolutely stopped their scoring. Jacko was the only one keeping a minute in the first half. Anika played a fantastic game on her, but unfortunately she just, you know, she hit the shots when they counted.
Disappointment, but still, you could be coming back to Canberra for a grand final.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, if we get back here next week, fortnight, we'll more than looking forward to knocking them off in the big one.
Well, Akka, a fantastic game. You really remembered what happened in Belconnen and you were right in Jackson's face from the first time you walked on the floor.
Yeah, well, I think we really have to be in her face. She's a good player and, yeah, it's just unfortunate we couldn't do it tonight.
Well, it's tough to make the final, so, and to know that you got the double chance with a fantastic performance. You're going home undefeated. You should be confident with this performance and with your home record that you're going to come back here in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was disappointing we didn't get the final back at home, but, yeah, we've just got to go home now. It's a big semi-final back at the Entertainment Centre and get back down here and beat them.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Indeed, it was a great performance from the... from the girls from Townsville, but in the end, a 68-67 scoreline in favour of the Canberra Capitals. Phil Brown, thanks a lot for your time this afternoon, helping us out with the commentary and making sense of it all. But, oh, what a game.
Oh, great game and great spectacle and two very, very impressive teams. And, you know, in typical the finals campaign, you know, people just after it and a lot of intensity and physicality and emotional roller coasters with the momentum swinging between the two teams throughout the game. And, you know, we look forward to both the preliminary final and also the grand final back here in 2 weeks.
Indeed, we'll look forward to it. Townsville will now host Sydney next week. Just a quick look at the stats. And, well, Townsville's shooting percentage did drop as the game went on. They ended up 32.9%. Well, the Capitals stayed pretty much around the 36% for the game. Rebounding, Townsville won the overall rebounding battle 52-49, but it did close up a bit. Turnovers were very even at 15 apiece. It very much came down to Maloran Jackson. In fact, I've got to say, when you look at the stats, she stands out like nothing on earth for the Capitals. She had 38 points, 21 rebounds, 9 block shots, a couple of steals and 3 assists. Without her, we know Townsville would have taken this one out easily. Kelly Abrams got 11 points, Eleanor Sharp 8, Kristen Beale 5, and that was really it. It was the Lauren Jackson show and won all the way. So the Townsville Fire, lots of contributors as we talked about all the way through. Jodie Datsun, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a couple of blocks and a couple of steals was outstanding for them. Annika Kerr was the second top scorer with 12 points. She also had 8 rebounds and played very, very well. Claudia Brassard with 11 points, Tanya Heritage with 10, and Natalie Porter with 8 points. So more contributors in the Canberra Capitals can feel like they were very lucky to have snuck out of this one in the end to win the game. Phil, they were lucky, the Canberra Capitals.
I think in many respects they are. I thought they made some good adjustments at half-time, and they were more competitive in the possession game on the boards. They scrapped a bit harder. They made a couple of adjustments offensively where they made the extra pass out of the double team and got the open player free out of the basket through Lucille Bailey. They scrapped defensively. They were clearly a lot better, and that affected the shooting percentages that you mentioned there from Townsville. And they put themselves, and any team with Lauren Jackson is always probably going to come back to some extent, and they did, and they put themselves in a position in the last 5 minutes of the game to contest the game, and they were able to get their nose in front, and full credit to the effort there, but clearly Lauren Jackson, was a difference.
Indeed she was. Well, the final score then here at Tuggeranong in Canberra was the Canberra Capitals 68, the Townsville Fire 67. On behalf of Phil Brown, the head coach of the AIS, and Craig Lavelle, I'm Mark Aston. Thank you very much. You've been listening to the WNBL first semi-final on Townsville's Mix 106.3.